This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fasentino is playing that song.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. I'm enjoying that nut. Mounds don't.
It's time for another episode of The Josie Show tonight. Episode 196, where Josie welcomes Jay Kuntz and Heather Dixon. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And now, because sometimes she feels like a nut and sometimes she don't, Josie Pasentino.
I'm feeling like a nut right now. I'm having such a great day. I hope you guys are having a fabulous, fabulous day. I'm very excited. So welcome to the Josie Show. It's going to be a very amazing show. I'm looking forward to it. So here's what I have planned. Just my little disclaimer. You never know what could happen because this show is live, and you just never know with live shows. So, but what we have planned tonight are my guests, Heather Dixon and Jay Kuntz. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And it's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chat, some awesome music. So it's going to be great. Right now, I'm pretty sure that you guys are listening to the Josie Show through our station, Country Blast Radio. You can actually listen to it at josieshow.com because the Country Blast Radio player is actually on josieshow.com as well. So, yeah. And also, countryblastradio.com it's on there as well. So you can check that out. However, remember, the Josie Show is an all genre live show. We air on our licensed radio station, Country Blast Radio. So it's kind of a little confusing. But it's all good. It's all good. And you can check out our past shows or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of the Josie Show and Josie Show special edition episodes. We currently have 12 special edition episodes up now that I wanted to mention here really quick. So you can check those out. You can go to our website at josieshow.com, same place as our live shows, our regular shows. So you can click on the special editions tab on our website and check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, our Ray Price full interview show, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles. And you want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, then please call 331-442-5833 or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, let's start over. Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. We have introductory rates now, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars on radio. So check that out. So it looks like our first guest here has arrived. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Heather Dixon to the show. Yeah. Hello. Hello, Heather.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for asking, Josie. It's very dark here tonight. It's 1 a.m. in Scotland. But all the better for getting to speak to you guys.
Oh, I am very excited to speak with you. And thanks so much for taking the time to do this. I mean, as you just said, it's pretty pretty late by you, or early, whatever you, I mean,
yes.
What. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us.
Thanks for having me, Josie. It's an honor to be on your show. Absolutely.
Awesome. It's an honor to talk with you, and I'm excited because I get to find out some more about you and play your music, so it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. Excellent. No, that's what it's all about, for sure. I mean, I started off, it's a long story, to be honest, but over here in Bonnie, Scotland, I started off singing when I was four. I'm a big fan of Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And he is very much my idol, Jose. And
mm-hmm.
the minute I heard him, I mean, 4 years old, that's pretty young.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I started singing. And it was all his songs, rock and roll, some of his country, mostly country, I should say. And then it started from there. And 20 years I've been singing all over the UK. And I decided now is the time to break into it. You know, life takes you on different roads, as you know. I.e., I had kids, you know, and all the rest of it. So
yes.
I decided now is the time, and I have a beautiful song that I had heard from a songwriter called Rob Carradine. Now, he's over in your neck of the woods. He's in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, his name is Rob Carradine. I don't know if I've pronounced it right. It could be my accent.
No.
Can you guys understand me over there?
Yes, we do. We really do. Great. I love your accent. We've spoken to so many people in the UK, and I think it's so amazing that I think it's so amazing that I am able to speak with someone in the UK on the show. I mean, I think that's so cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, the UK and of course Scotland, Ireland, England, Wales. Scotland's got a strong accent, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to speak very clearly.
you sound great. You don't have to worry. You sound very, very
excellent.
Great. Yes,
great.
And as you mentioned, Elvis Presley, you know, is one of your biggest musical influences. But who else do you really listen to and look up to?
Oh, goodness, there's hundreds.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot, but I'm a very big fan of Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. Trisha Yearwood. Leanne Rimes. I like Garth Brooks, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, all the classics. But I really do. Elvis Presley, you know, I just can't help listening to him. He's just fantastic. Well, he was. But I do like a bit of Scottish music as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do play the piano accordion on my spare time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
But generally, just good old classic country music, Josie.
I love it.
Anything
I
that
love
goes.
It.
But
mm-hmm.
The song that I heard, you know, the minute I heard it, I've just released it. It's called "The Dance with Angels," and
mm-hmm.
I feel as though anyone in the world could relate to this song, and it's very universal. And it's, you know, everyone's lost someone. I know that sounds quite depressing, but. Everyone's lost someone in life.
Right.
And we all hope that they go somewhere really nice, and this is what this song's about. It's a very positive song.
Yes.
And I just love it. I loved it the minute I heard it, and I loved singing it, and you know, I just think about, you know, wow, that's really pretty. It's a pretty song, you know.
It really is.
And I am working on others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm
that's
glad you
awesome.
Like it.
Yeah, it is such a beautiful song, A Dance with Angels. It's so beautiful, and all of your songs are just amazing. And people, I know people were wondering, you know, are going to be wondering, your new fans out there, new listeners, you know, where they could find, you know, you singing your songs. I mean, I know that you have some songs up on YouTube, and, you know, you're currently working on an album for release this winter, I believe.
Yeah.
Are you working on that? I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. I've got a wonderful lady called Terry Sharp, who I'm working with just now, and she wrote a few hits for very, very big artists now, one including Don McLean.
Mm-hmm.
So I am working on songs with her. She's fantastic. What a brilliant songwriter she is. So, yeah, there's a lot more to come. I'm very excited. I'm doing a video shoot on Monday for my release called Eventually. Don McLean recorded it for his album, and he did a beautiful job, and I'm going to be releasing my own version of that with the permission of Terry Sharp, who is, as I said, the songwriter. So, yeah, I mean, there's so much going on. I'm very busy. I'm actually appearing as well on the Jimmy Buckley show in November, which along with Philomena Begley, Billy McFarland, Tom Laverty, a lot of big names that are from Ireland. But Philomena Begley, I mean, she's quite big, you know. I'm looking forward to meeting her. And, things are starting to take off. I'm just hoping that, you know, people do take the time to listen to my music. You can actually buy Dance with Angels on iTunes, Amazon. It is released now, so you can purchase that if you want to download it. My album will be ready in winter, which I'm so looking forward to. And hope you all like it. You know, that's the main thing.
Exactly. That is so exciting because I am definitely, I'm definitely going to support this album when it comes out. I think it's amazing. I think you're amazing. Your songs are amazing. I absolutely love it, and I'm very excited. And will this album, will we be able to purchase it online, the regular sites like CD Baby, Amazon, all those fun sites?
Yes, absolutely, yes. I mean, Dance with Angels is on CD Baby just now as we speak. And, the album will be available to purchase, definitely. And I hope
Perfect.
You guys do. That's awesome. And thank you, Josie, because...
No
you know,
problem.
You guys do such a great job. It's a great show. I listen regularly. And,
thank you.
I really, really appreciate what you're saying, it's fantastic support from you guys. So keep up the good work. Yeah.
No problem. Thank you so much. And you too. You keep up the great work. And I'm very excited about this album, for sure. And we'll have to let everyone know when your album is ready so we can let all of our listeners know, and we could post all of the links and all that fun stuff. We'll make sure that we spread it around.
Definitely. Thank you for that. I certainly will be spreading it around.
Awesome. A lot of people here, in the chat room and everyone that's listening in, I know that they are so excited to hear you sing, and we have a Dance with Angels, the song that you mentioned a little earlier, so I would really love to play that right now for everybody, if you don't mind. I'm so
excited.
That'd
be excellent, Josie. Thank you.
No problem. Excellent. Okay, cool. Let's do it. A Dance with Angels. Beautiful, beautiful song. Well written. Here we go. Heather Dixon.
Thank you.
No problem. and you're correct. It is universal, and it's people can take out of that song from, you know, different aspects of their lives. And can you share with us one, you know, one of your dreams or goals for your music career, would you say? What's a good goal for
Josie,
you?
Yeah, Josie, I have so many dreams. The one thing that I would like is it's just for to share, you know, all these. I feel that music is a physical emotion, and with this song, it certainly is very much an emotional song. So
right.
I would love to just be able to share it. I don't really, it's not really about the money for me. It's more about, let's get on a big venue. Let's. I'd love to come to America, for one thing. I've never been. And I'd love to play somewhere big enough where, you know, there's a, just get it televised, get it heard. You know,
yeah.
I'm one of these people who, I don't really care so much about fame and fortune. I just want to get it heard. So,
I love that.
My dream, maybe, I don't know. If, you know, if just a big, massive concert somewhere where people can hear what I'm singing and put my emotions across. Is that a good one? I think it's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a very good one.
Yeah.
And also, we definitely need to get you in the U.S. because I think people here will just love you and adore you and just love your music. So one of these days, we have to have you here because I would love to see you perform live. That would be amazing.
I would love to. Yeah, I'd love to perform live in the USA. My goodness, how good would that be? I mean, after all, Scotland is the cousin to America, isn't it?
Yeah, that, it would be so much fun. It would be.
Yes, it would. I agree
awesome.
With you. I hopefully will at one point in my life, yes. I'll make sure I try my best to get over.
Exactly. Well, you have really, really good goals. And I know they're all going to come true because you work very hard. You do. You keep yourself very busy. Like you mentioned, you keep busy, which is always important.
Yes, I do. I'm very busy. I'm out, you know, performing as much as I can. I've got some plans for quite a few videos, quite a few productions. So, yeah, I mean, I've even got the Heather Bookson show coming up that will be available in the UK. Unfortunately, it's not in the US, but there is a link you can watch online. So I will let you know more details about that when it happens, Josie, and you can let people know here in the great US. But certainly, yes, there's a lot going on. And
definitely.
Yeah, I really do plan on getting over to the US very soon.
Oh, we'd love that. We would love that. And, you know, you do, like you just said, you're very busy. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? I mean, are you doing some writing or do you have plans, you know, the tour? I mean, what's been going on in your life?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the focus has been on the album. I have got some new videos coming out very soon, which you can catch live on YouTube as well. But the big focus for me is a UK tour just now, but that's only this year, so there's not much left of this year. So next year I am planning on broadening my horizons, if you like, and I will be reaching out more internationally. So I will hopefully be giving you more information on that very soon, Josie. But in the meantime, there's some big shows over here. As I said earlier, my own show I will be doing very soon. I'll be recording that on TV called Music Express. And also I'll be singing and performing live with Jimmy Buckley and Philemonie Begley. Lots of different names, you know, so I'm really just trying to branch out, get myself heard, and enjoy singing my music and letting everyone hear it as much as possible.
Exactly.
And you guys have helped immensely, and I appreciate everything. You guys are great over there.
Aww,
love it.
Thank you. I think you're great. And anything that we can do to, you know, support or promote any of your work, please let us know. We'd love to. We'd love to.
That's great. That's brilliant.
Anytime. We'd love to. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Josie.
problem. No problem, no problem. We actually have a fun question here for you before we play your next song. But here's the fun question. Who have you met that has just made the biggest impression on you and your career so far? Is there a person that you met that you took so much from them and just, you know, they gave you good advice? Or, you know, who have you met that gave you some good advice and biggest, impression on you?
Yeah, you know what? There's been a few. I have some friends that are also musicians. My producer, who's been working with folks, Fergus Black, he's fantastic. He does all my music for me, and he works hard. So I suppose him a little bit. But the biggest impression lately, I would say, would be Terry Sharp. She has been such an inspiration with this new song that I'll be bringing out very soon called, as I said, Eventually. I met her and we clicked instantly. She's a beautiful songwriter. She's been through a lot in her life, and again, we all have, but she really writes like my life. It's like we were meant to meet. And and when you sing something, you have to sing it with feeling. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So I think Terry and I, she's a big influence. But there is a, you know, one of my best friends who I've been through a lot with as well, through touring, through singing, through agents, through lots of things, would be Janie Kirk. She's a big inspiration as well. She has more experience than me. She's been around a lot more longer than me. And, you know, I love her singing, and she does well, and, you know, she's really getting herself out there. So there is a few, but the biggest, yeah, Terry Sharp, big influence on me, inspirational. She really brings out the emotions in the songs that I want to sing, and she's writing for me just now. So,
absolutely.
It's not a personal songwriter. I love it. But not to mention my son, who he's only 7 years old, and he can sing like an angel. He is amazing. And he says to me, "Mummy, are you singing tonight?" I went, "Yeah, I'm singing tonight, honey." He's like, "Mummy, thank you for singing for me." And that's what he says to me every weekend. So, yeah, I'm quite emotional, aren't I? I feel it, you know?
Yeah, that's so sweet. That's so cute. Maybe a feature little singer there you got.
Yeah. You know what? He's a good-looking little lad. He probably will.
There you go. That's so cute. That's so cute.
But to all those listeners out there as well, I mean, it's great to, you know, for them listening in and, you know, you have been so supportive. The USA is fantastic. You guys are amazing people over there. And, you know, don't forget us Scottish people. You know, come over and visit us as well, Josie. When are you coming over to visit Scotland?
Amen. Absolutely. I definitely want to, and I'm probably going to go to check that out, because I have so many people there, you know, that have been on my show, like yourself. And, I mean, it's only right that I come visit you guys, too.
Yeah.
It'll be so much fun.
You know what? You're more than welcome. Absolutely.
Thanks.
I'll take you on a guided tour. It's not that big, Scotland, you know. It's quite little compared to you guys over there. Yeah.
That would be awesome. I love it. I love it. That'd be awesome.
You guys, everything's huge. Your houses are huge. Your country's huge. Everything's massive. I mean, even the food's huge.
I like that.
It's tiny.
That is so cool.
It's funny though, because both songwriters that I have that I'm working with they're American. And,
yeah.
yeah. There's Rob Carradine, who's South Carolina. He's wonderful. Originally from New York, and in fact Manhattan, I think. Yeah, Manhattan. And Terry, she's from Texas, Houston, Texas, if you like. So I feel kind of connected to you guys anyway, so I'm coming over. I'm just going to make my mind up and come over.
Yeah, just come over, you know, just get on a plane after the show.
I'm just going to jump on a plane, yeah.
You guys have got
the best music, I think, though. Personally, that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All the best music comes from America, I think, but that's
Aww.
Me.
Oh, well, we do have a lot of amazing music here in America, but you know what? Something about me is I love listening to music from different countries, to get a little taste of it, because I feel if you, you know, listen to, you feel like you're there, you know, if you listen to music from, Scottish artists or Australian artists, or, I mean, it doesn't even matter, you feel like you're there and you're part of that. You know, part of there, and I like it. It's awesome.
Absolutely. No, you're totally right. I mean, we've all got our part to play. There's fantastic musicians everywhere. And, you know, it's just a case of let's get heard, you know. I mean, you're right. I mean, America's fantastic. It's a beautiful place. It's the American dream. And I think, you know, when you were talking about goals earlier, everyone wants that American dream, you know. So.
Right.
Even here in Bonnie Scotland and little old here, you know, so
exactly.
I appreciate, you know, music, and I appreciate everyone's cultures, and I think
Absolutely.
That we've all got it somewhere in each country, definitely.
Definitely. There's so many great music out there from everywhere, and we're actually running out of time, but really quick before we have to let you go here, I don't want to get cut off or anything. That's not cool. But we want to say here, Fregger65, I hope I'm saying that right, from Facebook, says, "Hello, Miss Little Dynamite."
Yes, that name rings a bell, yeah. That stuck with me right from the age of 16. There was a place called Trenent here in Scotland near Edinburgh, and in the street in Trenent there was 3 or 4 different pubs, and I was singing each and every one of them. And when I walked down the street, you know, to get some fish and chips, people would shout across the road, "There's Little Miss Dynamite," and they called me that, and it stuck for years and years and years. And it's basically, I'm only 5 foot tall. I'm seven stone. I'm very small,
right.
And that's why they call me Little Miss Dynamite, because I've got such a small stature, and they think I've got this big voice. So
that's a good
that's
name.
Why,
That's a good nickname to have.
Yeah, it's not bad. It was the late Brenda Lee, I think. Is she still alive? I'm not sure. Brenda Lee, she was called Little Miss Dynamite. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
It's before your time, right enough.
Yeah, I believe
they
so.
Called
I believe
her
so.
Little Miss Dynamite.
It's such a good
right.
nickname, and it's not really that common of a nickname either. And I think it is good, because you have an amazing voice, very powerful voice.
Thank you, Josie.
Really,
and thanks so much for coming to speak to you. And I mean, we speak on Facebook and whatever, but that's fantastic that you've invited me on. I'm so honoured. So thank you to all you guys over there across the pond.
Thank you so much. And this is definitely not going to be the last time that we talk to you, because when that album comes out, we definitely need to do like a catch up or something and have you back. But I'm just so honored that you took the time to do this. Now you need to take a sleep. You need to take a snooze now.
Yeah, it's quite late, but I'm okay. I'm fine. I've been resting for this.
Thank you so much.
You guys have a great night, and thank you for having me, Josie. Again, take care, and
thank
I will catch up with you all very soon.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome,
we will.
Josie. Hey, good work, you guys.
Oh, you too.
Thank
Keep
you.
Doing what you're doing. Heather Dixon, everyone.
I'll do
thank
my
you
best.
So much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Aw. She's awesome. Heather Dixon. She is from the UK. And I just love, I loved her accent. I hate so much, but she's just so sweet, so sweet. And we're going to play her, the last song that we have, I'm So Blue. We're going to play that at the end of the show, do a little something special there, you know, at the end of the show. So now I'm very excited. We have our next guest here. Everyone, please welcome Jay Kutz to the show. Yeah. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Doing great. I'm sitting here in Columbus, Ohio. I've got my manager on the phone with me, too, Chill Will, a.k.a. Wilbert Simmons.
Oh,
so
hello.
You're going to have both of us on here.
Awesome. Sounds great. I'm just very looking forward to getting to know about you and your music. I'm very excited.
Cool. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I'm very excited to have both of you here. And just, you know, kind of to rewind a little bit, when did you guys start making music? I mean, was it as a child? I mean, when did this all start for you?
I've always, like, in the back of my mind, like, growing up, I've always liked music, but I never thought in a million years, you know, that I would actually be trying to pursue a music career, you know, and try to make it a reality. And I've always kind of, like, wrote songs, you know, like, I would write songs and I would always, you know, sing along a lot to the radio, but I actually got discovered. I had a former manager from, I've known him for quite a while, but I think you guys might have had him on the show. His name's Todd Berry.
Yes.
But but he was my former manager. I mean, this was way back in the day. He found me actually doing karaoke at a bar, and I just went in there, you know, with the intentions to have fun, and I ended up singing. And he heard my voice, and he was like, I think you got something there. And I was just kind of, like, dumbfounded by the whole thing. I didn't know, you know, really what to think. And he was like, why don't you start working with me? So I started working with him. It's probably about 4 to 5 years ago. And it just kind of, you know, it's been taking off ever since from there, you know, just one thing after another. And it's really just a blessing, like, all of it. I love doing it. I just love music. It's truly a blessing.
Absolutely. And that just proves that, I mean, you could be singing, you know, in a bar, but you never know who's going to be there to, you know, discover you. I mean, you never know, so you got to give it your all, and you do. You know, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly.
And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really listen to and are a fan of?
Oh, well. See, I dabble in a lot of different genres of all kinds. Like, I'm very musically educated as far as, like, you know, different artists all the way back from, like, I like Frank Sinatra, like, even, like, Amy Winehouse, you know, just different artists like that. And, like, obviously, hip-hop, that's what I do. But, I mean, I dabble, you know, with a little bit of everything. But I like Kid Rock a lot. I've got inspiration from him, Eminem. Just a lot of different artists. Just I'm all about lyrics. Like, I really, the stronger the lyrics, the more it, like, means to me, you know, because I try to be as creative as I can when writing a song, you know, or composing it, putting it together. So I listen to just about everything. If it's out there, I listen to it.
I love that.
About
the same way.
Just about everything.
I
love
that.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very cool. And speaking about lyrics, which I find very, very cool, is that you write lyrics that are positive. And as you know,
yes,
not
ma'am.
a lot of people, you know, do that. There's a lot of songs out there that have
right.
the wrong message or, you know, bad language in them. But what kind of brought you into the positive side of things in lyrics?
I just kind of wanted to see, like, I just kind of wanted to broaden horizons and just kind of open people's eyes and let people know, especially with hip-hop, because like you said, with, you know, a lot of hip-hop that's out there, even to this day, when I tell people I do hip-hop, people are like, oh, you're just like everyone else, and I'm like, please, just give me a shot, you know, just listen, let me know what you think, and I've actually converted a lot of fans like that. They're like, you really can do hip-hop, you know, and make it, you know, really fun to listen to, or you make it interesting, just the way you can bend and twist, like, your words, you know, metaphors, the way you say things. And that's what I try to do. I try to be as creative. What I try to do is I take people and I take, like, their stories. And just every day, like, when I see something or, like, you know, something I experience, I'll take that and, like, put it into a song, you know. And I'll just try to go from there. Like, I got songs about I have a song in particular called Night Falls, and it's about a friend of mine had cancer, and there's a whole meaning behind the name of it, of Night Falls, and they're like, why do you call it like that? And I was like, well, usually when there's a full moon out, I know it's kind of superstitious, but whenever there's a full moon, you know, or anything like that, like, sometimes bad stuff happens at night, you know, and that's when, like, the darkness comes out sometimes, you know, and bad things can tend to happen at night, you know, or on a full moon, so... I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but I tried to correlate it like that, you know.
Yeah, you tried to make it interesting.
Basically.
You know?
Yeah. I just tried to put a spin on it, you know, make it as unique as possible, just to draw people in to listen to it.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. I love it. I love your music. I think they, you know, they do all, you could tell that they all stem from kind of, you know, they're not far-fetched stories, you know, they're things that people can deal with and things that can happen in people's lives. And I love I love that, and I love your sound. You're described as new age R&B with a blend of hip hop. Can you share with us how that mix of sound came about for you?
Really, I mean, this is when I'd be working with Todd a lot. Like, Todd really helped me, you know, find myself as far as, like, you know, just something new to bring to the table, because it's so hard, you know, especially now, I mean, trying to compete. There's millions of talented, billions of talented musicians in the world, you know. So you just got to try to figure out what you can do, how you're going to put an edge on it, you know, to make yourself stand out amongst the millions. And I just try to dabble in a little bit of everything. Like, I got some songs, you know, where I'll mix some rock and roll, like metal kind of sound and stuff. And then I'll sing kind of like a metal kind of, you know, punk. And then I'll mix that with, like, you know, hip hop, or I'll do kind of like a country kind of thing, a pop. Like, I try to keep my options, you know, as open as possible, and just try to, every song I try to bring something totally new to where, you know, anyone can relate to it, or anyone can, you know, dig a certain song, you know. So,
yeah.
And then that's just the kind of thing. Like, I've always sang and I've always had a good voice, but I've always been able to do hip hop. So Todd brought me the idea. He's like, well, since you like soul music so much and that kind of thing, why don't you try to do like a Justin Timberlake kind of sound, you know, and then blend it with your own unique sound. So that's how that kind of all came about, you know.
Wow, that's so cool. I love that. I love the sound, and I like that you do things for, you know, if someone likes R&B, you have some R&B in there. If you, you know, if they like country, they got a little something in there. I mean, you have it for everybody, you know. I like that. I like that you, it's kind of like a little blender.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. I like it.
Appreciate
I like it.
It.
And so I want to talk a little bit about your music here before we play your songs. Can you tell us about the music that you currently have out right now, kind of circling the web and where we could find it?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I signed a one-song deal with Universal Records. I've actually got a song out. I mean, I'm signed with also a record company called DPMG. Shout out to DPMG Records and Andre Dynamite, the president of it. And I'm signed with them, but I'm affiliated with SMG Global Network as well as Universal Records. I did a one-song distribution deal with them that that my lovely manager happened to hook me up with. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But he hooked me up with that, and I've actually got that song. It released worldwide, and it's on Amazon.com and iTunes.com. Just look up Jay Koontz and type in Just In Time by Jay Koontz. And I have that song out, and it'll say, you know, being put out by Universal Records Music Distribution and all that. And I think that's awesome just looking at that. But I'm trying to get as many people as I can to download that and trying to spread the word. And as he said, if I get more than 1,500 downloads on it, I'll make Billboard charts, national Billboard charts, with, like, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, everybody, I don't know currently how many I've sold, how many units I've sold, but I know it's quite a few because I've had a lot of my friends download and they've told their friends, you know, just word of mouth,
right.
Chain-like reaction. So that's there. I'm on YouTube. I've got some videos under Jay Koontz. If you want to know a little bit more about me, I've got a website, and it's actually tlbjkoontz.wix.com/jkoontz. There's a whole artist website up there with videos, interviews, photos, upcoming shows, just everything. So, I mean, I'm pretty much out there quite a bit, and same thing with Reverb. Anything like that, like you type in Jay Koontz on Google and I pop up, it shows a lot of, like, you know, the social sites I'm on, just a lot of websites in general.
Perfect. So. Perfect. You're when in doubt, type his name in Google. And you are on, I mean, you know, it's so cool that you can find so much on a person with their social networking sites and everything. So, you know, just find him on all those sites that he just mentioned and chat with him and get his music, because I think your music is amazing. It really is.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. And I'm going to give you some examples of how awesome it is, because we are going to play your song here that you actually mentioned, Just in Time. And let's just do it. Let's play it right now.
Let's
just
do
in
it.
Time.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Let's do it. Just in Time by Jay Koontz. We'll be right back.
But it's not within my heart. Looking for any reason to tell her that we should part. Said I wouldn't run, the same as I wouldn't leave. But honestly, if I told her, would she even believe? Think about it from her view, was going 3 years strong. And suddenly, use a feeling to tell her something's wrong. I couldn't live with that action, a thought, a look, excuse me. Wish I had an answer that someone could just reveal to me. Feel so lost for words and about the situation. A thrusting headache on my brain is deeply penetrating. But the truth in the story is I'm liking someone else, and she just dropped into my life. What a mess, at a coffee shop the other night, smiling my best, sitting tight, laid back with a couple of friends. She walked in, gorgeous lady of the evening, just one look, oh what a feel. Just in time you came along, when the walls around me were falling down, seemed like nothing was going right, till you walked in tonight. Never thought you would in this way, so quick and fast to make me say goodbye. Baby, just in time.
That night on, I was feeling something new. How do I approach and how do I make my move? I'll smile with a wink and wave across the room. Try to fit in, trying to hide the truth. Signaling with my grin and working my body language. She brings it right back and springs into conversation. Like, oh my God, what's up and how do you do? Have you been here before? That's cool, me too. We were keeping it alive, the top just kept on blowing. Only God had the answer to where it might be going. One thing was for certain that it had to be love. That pulled me from my past and taught me how to trust. Swept me off my feet and fit just like a glove. In the arms of someone new where I never get enough. Maybe it was you that saved me from the pain when I was too blind to ever make a change.
Just in time, you changed my life.
Baby, you broke the chains.
Whoa. Surprise, just in time.
Surprise, I'm one of the guys. I found my mark, which opened my eyes. My imagination is my destination. Conversing you for hours is my getaway vacation. But look, here is the deal. Come on, sweetie, let's get real. I want to break this thing down to tell you how I feel. No more holding back with these words that I can feel. With all the love we share, we'll find what is real. Every second, every minute, every hour on the clock. If I could just turn the hands back for one more shot, I'd be just in time for one true love. I would count my blessings in the stars above. I would cut up all the clouds of the sunshine blue. The breeze bring the memories of me and you. No matter where I go as I roam down the line, might fall out of beat, but I'm always just in time.
Just in time you came along, when the walls around me were falling down. Seemed like nothing was going right till you walked in tonight. Never thought it would end this way, so quick and fast to make me say goodbye. Maybe just in time.
that was Just in Time by Jay Koontz. We're back with him right now. So what I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Performances, songwriting? I mean, what's been going on in your world?
Oh, always, yes. I've actually got a show coming up here in Columbus, Ohio. It's a bigger show. It's at a place called the A&R Bar, and it's downtown Columbus. That's August 4th on a Sunday at 5 o'clock. I'm part of a tour. It's called the Hype Tour, and it's going to be me and about 20 other artists. It's like a big, huge showcase for the state. And they're also talking about, they haven't told me too many details, but they're talking about there might be a special, like, headline guest. But I'm not sure yet. A lot of it's just up-and-coming local, like, great talent. And I got that going on. And the 25th of August, I'm actually doing a concert at Franklin Park in Columbus, Ohio, and it's for, like, a banquet, like a dinner. I'm actually going to be working with a fellow artist doing that. So, and yeah, I mean, as far as songwriting goes, I'm always constantly writing. I'm actually trying to work on a new album right now and shooting for the end of the year, probably fall to winter when I can finally, I'm just taking my time on it. And one of the names that we've kind of pitched around for the CD, it's called Beachside State of Mind. That's the name. That's the name I think we're going to go with on the album.
I like that.
Me and Todd are working on that, and there's actually a track that will be on the CD called Beachside State of Mind too as well. So, but we're just going for a real laid back kind of feel, you know, just a really good, a feel good album you can just listen to, and a lot of, like, you know, positive stuff that's going to be on there, a lot of really feel good, you know, tracks. So I hope that everyone kind of takes a little bit from it, or it can pertain to anyone, you know. So
Definitely. Wow, you're keeping busy.
I'm getting busy. I'm also starting to work with a lot of other artists, and even in a couple different states. I got different artists wanting to, like, collaborate, you know, and write. And I mean, it's all just a blessing to me. I love to sit there and write with other artists. Like, I've always loved to do that and just help other artists and give them some insight, you know, because I actually have some artists like, hey, can you help me write a song? And that just blows me away, because I love that. As being creative as I can, so I like to help pitch, give ideas to other artists, you know, musicians, and just see what we can come up with, you know, and record.
So cool.
So.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that you, you know, not only do you do that you do your thing, but you're also, you know, helping other up and coming artists as well with, you know, using your gift of, you know, putting lyrics together, and you're helping other artists. I think that's amazing. You know, doing that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I try to help as many people as I can, honestly, and I try to help promote other artists all the time when I get the chance and give them shout-outs and just, you know, I do what I can. It's hard sometimes, you know, but I just try to do what I can, you know, when the opportunity presents itself.
Love it.
So.
Very, very nice. I love that. And you know, if you guys are anywhere in the area where his upcoming performances are, please make sure that you go check it out and take pictures, and please send them to me, because I'm jealous. I wish I would be there. I wish I could, but one of these days I have to check you out. I have to check it out.
Oh, that'd be awesome! Heck yeah!
Yeah.
Heck yeah!
Awesome!
Awesome!
One of these days, I tell you. Your next song here that I'm going to play right now is called Buckeye Boys, and I'd love to play that right now for everybody.
Cool.
Right? Let's
Thank
do
you.
It. Here we go. No problem. Here we go.
All right, boys, it's our time, and I'm on the floor. Believe in yourselves, believe in your team, the boys bring home some.
Living in peace and harmony.
H-I-O. East side, south side, north side, west side, let's roll. I'm set, I'm split like a crack in the sidewalk.
talk, but I'ma keep shouting these rhymes till I can't talk. I love this team, I know he's there for my talent. Number one buck guys, always championship fine. I know we lost some heroes in the last couple years, but then came mine, now the time is here. These Buckeye boys bringing on the noise, from the bar to the field, we will always destroy. Members of the team had to pack up and leave, but our heads hang high with the room to breathe. There ain't no fumble, we're gonna strike back, to play the prize for the Buckeye attack. And for all these chances, it's hard to believe in, beat the opposition bad until they quit breathing. Send them back home, crying and wishing, like a fable, a fake story that was written when no one all along. They should have listened, like the others, they got love from our cliques, like Wisconsin, yo, who gave us grief. Don't forget the legends, old and new, their time still present to me and you. Holmes, George, Prinzel, and Griffin, along with many more greats, the few that I mentioned. So bring the love and bring on the noise for Ohio State in the color of my boys.
Ohio.
You can't step to this.
Your new fans out there can listen to your music and chat with you.
Certainly. Okay, well, you can follow me on Twitter at JustinKuntz11. That's one of the many things. TheReverbNation.com / Jay Kuntz. Sorry. And then, like I said, TLBJKuntz.wix.com/Jay Kuntz. iTunes, that's really huge and really key, iTunes and Amazon, and if you guys could just help spread the word, and I'm available on there, that single, Just In Time, and for 99 cents. I'm trying to get as many people to purchase that as I can and show some love. I'm trying to get that song to go viral, but that's put out once again by Universal Records Distribution, and that's available, yeah, iTunes, Amazon, and I believe it's on many other online retailers too. But I'm trying to think what other sites. Obviously Facebook. I got Jay Kuntz on Facebook. My other one's Justin Kuntz. I'm on LinkedIn.com under Jay Kuntz. Just trying to remember. There's so many. It's so hard to keep up.
Right.
Just literally everywhere there's a social site or music site, I'm on there, just under Jay Kuntz, and all over Google, everywhere. If anyone would like to email me, it's tlb.jkuntz@gmail.com. You guys are more than welcome to email me. I will respond back as soon as I get it and specifically send that out.
Perfect. There's many places they can your new fans can reach you. Easy.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to give another shout out to my awesome manager, Mr. Chill Will. Wilbert Simmons and
thank you
his company Powerlight Productions. You guys need to look him up and his company Powerlight Productions. Great management and for up and coming artists and artists on the rise. Like, he's a very good manager. He'll work with you and he'll make your dreams come true. So just trying
Absolutely.
To promote that too.
Big time shout out.
I'd like to say something briefly or whatever concerning Jay Koontz as well. If there are any record labels out there that's looking for a fine young artist like this, as well as booking agencies, I would like for them to get in contact with you, and they can get in contact with me as far as personal management. Mm-hmm. And if anybody out there likes this young man's material and would like for him to come and perform, feel free to give me a call.
Absolutely. Well, and we'll direct people to you as well when we get people wanting Jay Koontz on their show or whatever. We're definitely going to direct them to you because you're the one to go to for all that.
Look, when he gets his first gold album, we're gonna dedicate it to you and make sure you get a copy of it.
Yes, ma'am.
I would be honored.
Yes, ma'am. We'll personally come there. We'll personally come there and give it to you.
I'd love that. I'm counting on that. That's awesome.
That's a promise.
Thank you guys so much. I think you guys are incredible, both of you, and you do so much for upcoming artists and, you know, artists out there, and I think you guys just do a wonderful job and love the music, and God bless both of you, and thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for having us. That's awesome.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
The world.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you both so much. Talk to you guys soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, thanks. God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love it. That was Jay Koontz and his manager, Chillwill, and I love speaking with both of them. They are amazing, so please check out everything on them. I'll post the links on, you know, everywhere that I could put links. Of all of their stuff, so no problem there. So now I just want to mention a little bit of something here about our radio station, our 24/7 licensed radio station, Country Blast Radio. We could be heard at countryblastradio.com and facebook.com/countryblastradio. We're on Live 365. All you have to do is search Country Blast Radio to find us on live365.com. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free, I love that it's free, Live 365 app, and type in Country Blast Radio, and we should pop up. And even right here at JosieShow.com, when we're not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition, we have that playing amazing music throughout the day. And we play the best mix that is of all that's country, from signed and independent artists such as, you know, new and classic country music, the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music. So please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we're highly ranked on Live 365. Even have some FM stations, which still blows my mind to this day. I always say this, but still, day by day, I'm so blessed that you guys are listening to this and enjoying the music that we have up here from these amazing, amazing artists. So I just thank you so much. Thank you. And new music constantly being added every week. So please tune in every day. CountryBlastRadio.com, Facebook.com/CountryBlastRadio, Live365 app, and JosieShow.com. So now I'm going to toss the radio stick. I don't know if I'm going to toss the radio potato. I don't know. Hot potato to my producer here, Tina.
I love the hot potato. Woohoo! Ready to roll.
I love it too. I know you have some announcements. I know you have some announcements and some good stuff. So you take away.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've always got something going on. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with our Josie Show VIP members. Starting out with Vince Anthony. You can catch Vince Anthony at vinceanthonyonline.com. You can check out his tour tab. He tours so much all over the place. So there probably isn't a spot where you can't find him. So check out his tour tab. tab. You can check out his music tab. He's got a great CD out called Too Much Honky Tonkin', and he's working on another one. So make sure you go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Tim Garman, constantly putting out new music. We have added new music to Country Blast Radio this week. As a matter of fact, from Tim Garman, we've added new songs from Vince Anthony and from Wayne Jacobs. So make sure you go and check it out. Take a listen to his music. You can also find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Larry Massey, you can hear his music also on Country Blast Radio, and you can find out everything that he has going on and hear his great music at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs has got great music constantly coming out. You can also hear him on our radio station, but you can find his information at reverbnation.com/WayneJacobs or WayneJacobs.com. Now, for all of these artists, if you just go to Facebook and in the search bar, you type their name in, you will find their personal pages, you'll find their music pages, fan pages, all kinds of great things so you can follow what's going on and take a look at pictures they post and all kinds of fun things that they have happening. Now, if you want to become a Josie Show VIP member, just go to JosieShow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and sign up. It literally takes a minute to sign up, and your benefits last an entire year, which includes lots and lots of promotion all over the place, wherever it is that the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio go. Your names come with us. Now, let's talk about some upcoming performances that are happening, some upcoping shows. So Keeping It Country, Don Caldwell gave us this information. They've got some shows going on. The first one is on August 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Panna Sportsman's Club. Go ahead and Google that for the address, or you can go to Keeping It Country on Facebook, find Don Caldwell, and I'm sure you'll see all the postings there, and we'll start posting it on our sites as well as the date starts getting closer. You will find there Rudy Bain, Brad Howard, Mike Seiler, Wesley Dennis, and Jimmy Harris. So it is going to be an awesome, awesome night. And then as we get a little closer, on March 8th next year, we have got Wesley Dennis, Brad Howard, and Rudy Bain at the Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. So some great country shows coming to Illinois. So make sure that you get a chance to check those out. And again, just go to Keeping It Country. You'll find Don Caldwell on that Facebook group, and you'll be able to check out everything that they have going on. Perfect.
Perfection.
Did I forget anything? Oh, next week. Let's talk about next week, shall we?
Shall we? Yes.
We shall. Okay, so next week, joining us on the Josie Show next Friday will be Joe Stamm and the 26ers, Jimmy Harris, Freddie Asbury, and Jared Blake. So it is going to be a very, very packed show.
Yes.
Tons of fun.
But we love it.
Oh, yeah. It will be a good, good time. And you can always check out who the upcoming guests are by just going to josieshow.com. Right there, as soon as you get in, just scroll down to the bottom, and you will see a list every single week of who our guests are. So you can make sure that you mark down, you know, the shows that you definitely do not want to miss, which I'm sure is going to be every single show. That's what I'm
saying. Amen.
I love it. Let all your friends know.
Exactly. Your mothers, your mother's cousins, your mother's cousins, sisters, brothers, your mother's brothers, cousins, sisters, grandmas. I don't know. Just
we
tell
don't
everybody
know.
You know.
But we've got another song here to play.
Let's do it.
We've got I'm So Blue by Heather Dixon. Let's get that on right now. Here we go. Okay.
I'm so blue.
I'm So Blue by our guest Heather Dixon. And thank you so much, Heather Dixon, and also Jay Koontz and his wonderful manager for joining us here on the show tonight. And thank you all, and thank you all so much for tuning into the Josie Show, whether it be by phone or on our archives or in the chat room. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in, and we will chat with you guys next Friday. So until then, I'll leave you with this. Good night. Bye, all.